You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Various Artists. Quadraphonic Coats is a new exhibition by Wellington-born and Sydney-based artist Vida Cochran. In exploring modernist forms and feminist histories, Cochran sources vintage coats from across decades, unpicks them, and repurposes them into something else. In this way, Cochran describes this exhibition, Quadraphonic Coats, as a multi-generational gathering. I spoke to Vida about the exhibition and some of the feminist themes in her practice. Your work incorporates fragments of coats and garments. You've described Quadraphonic Coats, this new exhibition, as multi-generational gatherings, which is a really lovely concept. Do the garments that you've sourced and unpicked have a past life that is significant to the key ideas of this exhibition and your practice?
Yes, I love using reusing garments that have had, you know, a life in the world and retaining little marks of wear, you know, which you don't see immediately. But if you look closely, you can see that these aren't fabric pieces that are, you know, brand new off a bolt of fabric. They have little stains, sometimes marks, and those little marks of wear I really love. And so I've chosen for this show, it's made of about 8 coats from different decades. And so, yeah, when I said multi-generational gatherings, I've kind of put colours and shapes that pleased me together with this final effect of it being like quite a cacophony kind of colour and like a conversation, really, I guess. And thinking, yeah, that they're all garments that were worn by someone, they're all kind of women's garments, and that they have a clue to these past lives, but we can never really know exactly what the past lives are. Yeah.
That's really interesting. And I wanted to ask a little bit more about where you source these garments. You said they're from different decades. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
So I'm a massive op shopper, like a lot of artists are, really.
Classic, me too.
Know, op shops
love
are
it.
Great. Sources of inspiration. Yeah, so it'll just be a coat that appeals to me for its cut or its colour or its signs of wear. You know, some of the oldest ones, that wear really interests me and I want to incorporate them in the work. Yeah, so it's, secondhand garments of people who are unknown to me.
Do you feel like it reflects your personal style?
Yeah, I mean, I find clothes fascinating, and so a lot of, I could never make They're never coats that I would wear, because then I couldn't be, you know, I'd be too sad to unpick them and put them in a work. But, they do. I just think textiles have that pull for many people, and I'm one of them, you know, that, you're attracted to them, even if it's a garment that doesn't fit you and that you wouldn't wear, but you kind of enjoy it and want to celebrate it. And a lot of these works are really celebrations of, you know, the art of pattern making, which is really an incredible discipline and one that we so take for granted. Like, you see a coat, you know, every day walking along the street, there's a million coats and we just think of them as coats. And when you take them apart, you realize that the average coat has about 22 pieces of fabric in it, you know, and sometimes up to 35. And every coat, there's basic things that are similar across all the coats, but every coat is different, you know. And so by taking it apart, you really appreciate the pattern maker's art, this kind of secret language that's hidden in garments, really.
And your practice often draws upon modernist forms and feminist histories. How does this manifest in the works in this exhibition, Quadraphonic Coats?
Well, I guess for that reason of, you know, garment making being traditionally a woman's pursuit, and really saying this is an art form. The works also have their origin in quilt making that was done, you know, out of necessity, when not the kind of quilts that are like perfectly pieced from brand new fabrics that you often see, but, you know, say in the Depression, garments were often reused in quilts as a sort of expedient way of making a warm covering. And those quilts really fascinate me, that they were made in a domestic context, but often they are they're art, you know, they're full of, like, even if made sort of for use and made in an expedient way, they were always made with thought and care. And so I do really think that a lot of those things made in a domestic context deserve the status of art. Yeah. And so these works I've made do reference that tradition, that sort of make-do tradition of quilting. using old garments, and thinking also that, you know, garment making begins with a two-dimensional bolt of fabric that's then cut in interesting ways to make a three-dimensional garment that fits the body. And these works are taking it back again into two dimensions, and thus sort of revealing something about bodies and wear and tailoring as well.
And to add on to what you're saying there, historically there has been a bit of debate and question over whether textile-based works are art. And it raises issues around perceptions of work made by women. Do you have a perspective on that?
Oh, completely. To me, I guess textiles just attract me so much because they are really part of our everyday lives. You know, we all wear clothes and we sleep under blankets, and so they have that immediacy. And also, if you look way back in art history, you know, textiles are kind of older than paintings. Like, people had tapestries on their walls, which had a insulating property as well as being beautiful pictorial works. And if you couldn't afford a tapestry for your castle, you know, you got a painting. So there, and then it's, you know, only more recently that painting has been at the top of the tree in the sort of art hierarchy. But textiles have always been there, and they always will, and they have a great reach, I think, which, yeah, I mean, a lot of my work I am trying to show that, like a show that I made a few years ago called After Paintings, and I was looking at modernist painting and making the rugs that appeared in paintings, you know, because I think a lot of those painters like Matisse and people like that were looking at textiles, and textiles were quite an influence on their painting practice, but it's not something that's often talked about. I just think often there are innovations in colour and design that are made in that domestic world of textiles that then influence maybe something more like modernist painting. Yeah.
And coming back to this exhibition, in your practice, you've long been inclined to repurpose vintage clothing and materials into something else. And in works at Page Galleries last year, that was exploded gloves and coats. And in this exhibition, it's symmetrical formations that resemble features of beetles. How do you decide how to format your work?
I guess symmetry just has, well, because garments are symmetrical, because bodies are symmetrical mostly, I find symmetry just a very compelling device because, and so the works, yeah, because when you take a garment apart, it usually has two pieces that mirror each other. So to arrange them to enhance that mirroring effect just has a real visual satisfaction for me. And I think also we as human viewers read things into symmetrical compositions. We, you know, like everyone, people look at these works and say, it's a face, it's an animal, it's a beetle, yeah, it's a hourglass. You know, symmetry, I think we find quite compelling to witness. And it sort of relates even to the Rorschach tests that psychiatrists would use, you know, those mirrored images that are perfectly symmetrical, and they believed you could tell a person's state of mind by what they saw in it. Just right at the moment, I'm finding symmetry very, very entrancing. Yeah. And in another project that I'm making alongside this work is realistic embroideries of moths. Course, looking hard at nature, I just love the patterns of moth wings, which are always symmetrical. And yeah, there's something quite entrancing about that.
That was artist Vida Cochran speaking to me about Quadraphonic Coats, a new exhibition of hers at Anna Miles Gallery. We'll be right back for stage direction. Text us in on 5395 and keep it on the B.